Good morning, and welcome to the South Fayette Church of Christ. If you are joining with us for the very first time, let me say welcome. How happy I am, and the congregation here at the South Fayette is excited for you all to be joining us here this morning. We hope that you can do something very important for us this morning, and as I always like to encourage our visitors and members, is to stick around just for a little bit, so we can get to know more about you and you can get to know more about us. I want you to know that I love my church, and I hope that when you leave here, you can feel the same. In the days of Isaiah, the kingdom of Judah was facing perilous times. The Assyrian army was advancing from the north, conquering kingdom after kingdom after kingdom. Even the northern kingdom of Israel was taken into captivity. As the Assyrian army drew closer to Jerusalem, the people were undecided to where will I turn? Whom can I turn to? Some advocated that they would give themselves up to the Assyrian army. Others felt like they could go south to Egypt and make an alliance with the Egyptians and hope that that would save them. Isaiah, though, was sent to the people, and he was sent by God to warn them of something very important, and that was not to trust in the Assyrian army. Not to believe that they could have an alliance with the Egyptians. But what he was sent there to do was to remind them that they should do neither and trust in the Lord and not man. The Lord would provide for them the stability that they needed when all seemed to be lost. So over in Isaiah, our text for this morning, beginning in chapter 33, we'll be reading verses 5 through 6. That's Isaiah 33. We'll be reading verses 5 through 6. And the infallible word of God reads, "The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He will fill Zion with his justice and righteousness. He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure." See, we find one such or exhortation for them to put their trust in the Lord. I like the way that the NIV says it. It says that he shall be the sure foundation of your times. And though removed from these days, thousands of years, the counsel that was given by Isaiah during this time is still ringing true today. In troubled times, saints, I want us to lead our minds and our hearts to understand that God will be the stability of our time. So to illustrate how true it is today, when we look at all of the things that we are facing, all of the unstable conditions of our times and the effects that it has on people. When you think about the instability conditions of today, we face many disturbing things in life. Many are coming in every age. We know this to be true because over in Job chapter 14 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Mortals were born of a woman are a few days and full of trouble." Things like sickness, things like death, things like natural disasters come and they go. And some people may be peculiar to the day and age when we were worried about nuclear wars and we were worried about Holocaust and things of that nature. But we're dealing with inflation today, recession, unemployment, AIDS, cancer, heart disease, and the road rage and shootings, and the list go on. But I want you to be reminded that the Lord would be the stability of our times. But I need for us to be mindful that these affects us in so many ways. They bring on anxiety. They bring on fear. They bring on us having the inability to keep the faith, to keep the zeal, to keep the zest for our God. And yet there are some who aren't even bothered by all of the things that are happening in this world. And even though they experience the same devastating things in life as others do, who seem to lean on the world and not the Lord, they somehow find cause for great joy. They find cause for great zeal when it comes to serving God during the stability of their lives. So the question is this, saints, why the different reaction? Is there some source of strength that they know more about than you? No. I believe that they have found the source, and that is God. And they now know and understand that He will provide for them the stability during troubling times. From our text in Isaiah 33, looking at verse 6, we learn how the Lord provides stability. The stability that is provided by the Lord comes through wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge will be the stability that you need during these troubling times. By guiding us, it protects us when we are in the pitfalls of life. Over in Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 through 22 tell us a lot about what we need to do, but I want for just a brief moment to look at verses 6 through 8. That's Proverbs chapter 2, looking at verses 6 and 8. I would encourage you to read through 22 when you have some time. The infallible word of God reads, "For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He holds success in store for the upright. He is a shield for those who walk in blamelessness. For he guards the course of the just, and he protects the way of his faithful ones." What he does is he provides comfort. He provides confidence during these times of need and turmoil. I like what James had to say in James chapter 1, looking at verses 5 through 8. That's James chapter 1, looking at verses 5 through 8. The infallible word of God says this: when you are going through these perilous times, you should be looking to the wisdom of God. In verse 5, it says that if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person shall not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all his ways. But the other thing I think we should understand is not just knowledge and wisdom that gets us through during these perilous times in order for us to be stable. The other thing is through salvation, saints. The strength of salvation, the salvation of the Lord, can help us do something that many of us are afraid of right now today. I'm telling you, many of us are afraid of dying, but salvation in the Lord can help you face death. It can help you stare it right down, and you can say to yourself, why am I afraid of what can happen to the body when I need to be fearing the one who can destroy the soul and the body? See, if we know the Lord will save us in eternity, we can better face the adversity and circumstances that we're facing in this life. Think about a person who went through trial after trial after trial. Paul comes to mind, but I want you to know that Paul had a strong hope. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, looking at verses 1, he says, "For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands." See, he had an attitude that resulted in hope. He wasn't worried about what man could do. He wasn't worried about what man can erect and tear down. All he was concerned about was putting his faith and his trust and his hope in the Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 and 18, he tells us, "Therefore, saints, don't lose heart." He says, through outwardly we are wasting away, but yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. That's that wisdom and knowledge that you're looking at, that you're reminding yourself of day in and day out. He says in verse 17, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen. But what we need to do is fix our eyes and our heart on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary. What is seen will waste away. What is seen will eventually die. What is seen is not eternal. I want you to understand that wisdom, knowledge, and salvation found only in the Lord will be the stability that you're looking for. That void that you're trying to fill in your life, it only comes in God. But what is the key to this treasure of wisdom? What is this key to this knowledge that I'm speaking of? What is the key to this salvation during the stability of our times? Well, remember in Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 6, the text that we're using, the key to the stability that I'm talking about is what you've been looking for, what you've been asking me. What is the key to it all? The key is to fear the Lord. You want to be stable? You want to have the knowledge? You want to have the wisdom? You want to have the courage and the zeal to face fears? You got to first fear the Lord. The NIV says, fear the Lord. It is the key to this treasure. Note that in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7, the Bible says it is the beginning of knowledge to fear the Lord. Over in Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 10, it says it's the beginning of wisdom to fear the Lord. See, in receiving salvation, it is necessary, saints, for us to be accepted by God. But that first comes with the fear of being separated from Him, the fear of disappointing Him, the fear of not being in His will. We ought to be like that. But in Acts chapter 10, verses 34 and 35, it says, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears Him and does what is right. Doesn't matter where you come from, where you've been born, how you were brought up, the type of parents you had, siblings, the life you've had, the hand you've been dealt, the dice that you rolled. I want you to know that in fearing God and you do what is right, there is salvation, there is hope, and there's eternity that you can spend with Him when you do these things. And the other thing about it is it's the spiritual growth that comes with it. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, it says, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. I'm telling you, it builds something up in you when you have the fear and the trembling of the Lord, because you're doing the things that are necessary to please Him. So the question is, why fear the Lord? Why is it necessary? In Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 6, the Bible says, by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. So if you're spending your time doing the things of God and focusing your mind on the things above, you will depart from the very things that are evil. Having a reverence from God and His righteous judgment is an effective motivation. When you think about how powerful God is, He can build up and tear down. He is the beginning and the end. When you think about that, it ought to be to build something up in you and be an effective motivation for you to depart from evil and turn to Him. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 26 says, in the fear of the Lord, there is strong confidence, a place of refuge. Now, listen, there is no army. There is no nation. There is no person, no man that you can find refuge like you can find in the Lord. And in Proverbs chapter 14 and 27, it says the fear of the Lord is a foundation of life. Listen, saints, the essence of this study was for us to be remembered that those of us who lack stability in these perilous times, the lack of wisdom, the lack of knowledge, the lack of salvation, the lack of zeal, the way that you can find these things is to fear the Lord. And if you have those things and those voids in your life, it's because you lack the fear of the Lord. So a proper fear of the Lord would prompt you, right? If you were ready to turn your life over, the fear of the Lord would prompt you to turn from evil and do what's good. You wouldn't even practice the same things over and over again if you had fear for the Lord. So what I want you to understand is that the proper thing to prompt you to turn from evil to God is to find knowledge, wisdom, and salvation in Him. And you will turn to Him, and it will provide the stability of your times. With such stability, saints, you can rightly say along with the writer in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 6, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me." So saints, won't you let the Lord provide you with the stability that you need during these troubling times? God, saints, has not promised skies are going to be blue, flowers strewing pathways all of our lives, and we will be galloping in fields of lilies and flowers. He didn't say that we would have sun without the rain, joy without sorrow, peace without war. But let me tell you what He has promised. What He has promised is strength for the day, rest for the labor, light of the way. Yes, God has promised grace through troubling trials. And He has also offered you love that is unwavering and unfailing and an opportunity of everlasting life. So the question is, do you want stability during these perilous times? If the answer is yes, then you need to get up out of your seat. Make things right now with God. And if you're not a Christian, the other way is through salvation, through baptism, being buried in water. And if this is what you desire to do on today, please not hesitate as together we stand and sing.